Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
What's hot for you for Hyundai forklifts? The driver's choice that will drive your productivity on the back of that. He didn't say no to three grand finals.
No, so he didn't.
No.
He didn't really slam down the idea of maybe our government also buying a grand final, the South Australian government.
I think that, look, there is, and there always, I think, will be now some momentum given that the experiment has taken place in the last couple of years. And he's got to play the diplomatic card, and I respect his position in the
contract
game.
Contract in place.
And that there is a contract in place. But the contract in place is for one grand final to be played in Victoria at the MCG. So, therefore, if the game creates a best of three grand final series, then there would be the ability to move the grand final to another location and play the game there and spread the love. Because, I mean, realistically, if you have a look at, and it's been a record as you have just broadcast.
Could have sold it out three times today.
We could have. 180,000 people were online at once.
Now, you wouldn't be able to do that every year. We know that. We accept that because it's a one-off.
Why not?
This is a one-off. If you have a grand final here every year.
But it's not going to be here under the scenario that I put forward to him. It was a best of three grand finals on the basis of, so let's just say it's the Western Bulldogs and Melbourne next year. It may well be that there's three grand finals in Victoria, because the structure that I see in my mind and the thought that I've rolled out here previously over the years is that if it was West Coast, the first grand final would be played at the MCG. It's a no-brainer. The first one is not the decider. It gets played at the MCG. It's guaranteed. The second game then, or you could have the second game played at the MCG. The first game gets played at the top-placed team in the grand final. Just say it's West Coast against Melbourne. So West Coast have the first grand. We have the first grand final here. The second one then goes back to Victoria. That could well be the decider, because West Coast might win here, go there, win there. If Melbourne wins, then the third game could also be played at the MCG, or you could bring it back to Western Australia. I mean, it just gives you so much more flexibility. Or you could move it somewhere else and play it on neutral territory.
Yeah, the only thing I would say, it's a radical change from our game, isn't it? Like, it's never been done before. It's always been one grand final. If you do go to best of three, you're always, not always, but I think the percentages are then in favour of the best team, that they'll always get through over three games. But what's great about our game, and I think if you look at some games, you go back to 08, I think it was, when Geelong were the raging favourites, and they just had a bad day and Hawthorn swooped in and they got that premiership. I think that's what makes our game great, that anyone can win it. The other thing is the Victorian government have paid a lot in infrastructure to get that contract. That they've paid that because of the tourism benefits. We've talked a lot about the tourism for this grand final, that it'll be great to get Victorians to come over here in South Australians. It's not going to happen this time round, but look, they've paid for the right that 10,000 West Aussies and South Australians go over. No, you wouldn't. If you had the grand finals here, they wouldn't go in the same numbers.
They would. No. And I'll tell you why they would. Because there's 180,000 people that want to go to the game.
For a one-off. It's because they know it's a one-off.
Hang on. There's only one grand final. But if there's 180,000 people that want to go to the grand final, there's still going to be a very large percentage that is going to go to the grand final in Victoria. It is guaranteed that they get a seat at the grand final. There's a lot more seats available. There's different price points available. You can get a ticket probably at the MCG with your airfares and accommodation for $2,500. You're paying $2,500 here for food, drinks, and a Category 1, Category 2 ticket. You can get a $1,700 ticket and go to, you know, a VIP event around town the day before the match and get a nice seat. I just reckon that there would be the appetite in the states that don't get the chance to actually host. And if it was held in South Australia, would be exactly the same.
The appetite here, 100%, would be here every year. You'd sell it out. South Australia the same. But you wouldn't get 15,000 West Aussies going to the MCG every year. And that's essentially what the Victorian government pay for, the tourism component of it.
I beg to differ. I actually reckon you would.
Even if you had a grant, one of them here.
Well, look how many people have missed out. There's 150,000 people that have missed out.
Missed out this year, but next year they could get it.
The year
after they'll get it.
Every year they miss out, mate. Every year. I mean, if you talk to people how many times they've missed out on their grand final tickets. Anyway, call through. It's a good discussion to have. We keep it going, the hot topic. Three grand finals. Gil McLachlan, there was plenty in that interview. Hyundai High Performance Forklifts, the newest name in forklifts. The driver's choice that will drive your productivity. Google Hyundai Forklifts.
You love your music, Carl. Did you pick up what he was putting down?
I was like, I've moved to another planet right now. Who's the bloke in the little suit with the whatever that was that you two were going on about? I didn't even know who that was.
Oh, really?
Nah. Who's that?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Well, what's he do?
He's an actor. He's obviously.
He's a comedian.
He was in The Dictator. He's a comedian. Borat.
Yeah.
Bruno.
Oh, Borat. Yeah, yeah. I know.
Isla Fisher. Right. Is his partner. They now live here in Perth.
Right, okay. Oh, well, let's get Borat along with the footy. That'd be funny. Get everyone dressed up as Borat. Let's sell a Borat box. That'd be even better. Muzza, good evening.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Thanks, Carl. It's time for you to put your gold jacket back on, mate.
Well, that's right. Anyway. Borat's going to the footy, I might as well.
Just a couple of quick points. Basil said the other day that like McGillan runs it, McGillan Grock or whatever his name is, runs the game, he owns the game, or AFL owns the game. They don't own the game. The fans that go to the gate own the game. They pay to go to the games. That's what brings the money through with the help of TV rights. That's my opinion on that one. I'll get that from you guys when I'm finished. Another point is, I think they failed dismally with the decision not being made to have a grand final parade. They knew COVID was going to be here. They possibly knew it wouldn't be in Victoria. They should have made contingency plans in case it was somewhere else, so they could hit the ground running with the grand final parade over here, or if it had been in South Australia or wherever. I think they've failed Disney in that area. What do you think, boys?
Well, their contingency plan is not having it because they want to protect the big move that they've made. And it's come at a lot of cost to move everybody here. We've had some finals, and naturally they'll get that back with the ticket sales. But just imagine if something happened, Muzza, at the grand final parade and you couldn't control it. Obviously, the barcodes and the scanning that we've been doing all year, and it did get out of control, and the grand final was forced to be changed, then that's what he's trying to protect, and I can understand it.
All right, Muzza's kicked us off. The ultimate at-home grand final party pack is up for grabs. We're going to be drawing that on Monday, so please call through. Got to love your local, got to love the Bottle-O. That's who's putting it up. We'll be back soon. Mike and Mark, you're first in the queue.
G'day, this is the camel. Why couldn't the leopard play hide and seek? Because he was always spotted. And it's spotted, he's a leopard. It's clever. 4X gold blocks, just $49.99. Jim Beam White and Cola 10-pack cans, only $37.99. Plus your chance to win a Jim Beam cooler bag in every store. On the go, just tap and go at the Camel. Thirsty Camel Bottle Shops.
What's wrong, Em?
I just got off the phone with Dan. He scratched the front bumper on his car.
Oh no, he loves that car.
Tell me about it.
Hang on, I'm pretty sure my hubby knows someone who can fix it.
Yeah?
Yeah, Carcraft fixed his Prado. They were great.
Isn't that the new car?
Yeah, it is. Still looks new too, thanks to Carcraft.
Maybe Dan should talk to your hubby.
Actually, I think they're supposed to be catching up.
Carcraft, performing at the top of motor body repairs since 1987. car-craft.com.au.
Now here's a thought. Let's make racing even more exciting.
Ladbrokes has Australia's biggest same-race multi offering across all three race codes. With the best races of the year just around the corner, there's no better place to bet this spring carnival. Get the down low on the download and make every race this spring even more exciting. Ladbroke it with a same-race multi.
T's and C's apply. See ladbrokes.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Call 1800 858 858.
If you're looking to get away this weekend, escape to Parmelia Hilton Perth. Enjoy two nights accommodation in a king guest room with a daily buffet breakfast at Samuel's on Mill. Relax with a welcome drink on arrival and pick from a menu of incredible dinner options with a $50 dining credit, and all from just $449. What are you waiting for? Your weekend getaway at the Hilton awaits. Book your getaway online now at perth.hilton.com.
Geraldton, home to beautiful beaches, diving, fishing, camping, amazing road trips, world-class dining.
And Sunset Village Lifestyle Village, your tranquil oasis and getaway to the over 55s lifestyle you've always wanted.
Sunset Beach offers residents the opportunity for an affordable, secure and quality lifestyle in a stunning location under 500 metres from the ocean.
Downsizing, relocating or a central base for FIFO work, your unique affordable investment awaits.
Sunset Beach Village.
Traffic. Can't call? Send a text on 0487 999 882.
The Mitchell northbound getting a pretty clear run this evening. The southbound run, though, still slow. Mounts Bay Road to Mill Point Road moving freely after that. The Graham Farmer Freeway, no delays. The Northbridge Tunnel moving well into both directions. The CBD traffic flowing freely there around the metro area. There are no major delays this evening. I'm Rob Beaver on Perth's traffic leader. 882 6PR.
Where's Scully coming up?
Ever wanted to attend the grand final in style? Go to iCanWin.com.au right now. Sports Day and Ringers Western are giving you the chance to attend the 2021 Toyota AFL Grand Final with two tickets and a new outfit, including new jeans, shirts and boots. To win, all you have to do is head to iCanWin.com.au and enter your details. Head to the grand final in style thanks to Sports Day and Ringers Western.
GM AFL 2144.
Sports Day
for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Righto, grand final party pack up for grabs. Call through 133-882. Great range, friendly service, independently owned by the locals. Got to love your local, got to love the bottle-o to Mike in Bassendean. Evening, mate.
G'day, Carl. How you going?
Yeah, good.
What I just wanted to clarify, I came in halfway through. Mm-hmm. With this proposal you've got of the three grand finals, wouldn't it be too hard on the players?
Oh, don't worry about the players, mate. They get paid well enough.
You're doing at the expense of eight in the final series, aren't you? So you're basically saying the top six will get through?
Well, it's going to be hard on the players that finish at the top. There's no doubt about that. But, yes, but that's where I think the fittest, the strongest survive. So, yeah, you're right. And I don't want to be flippant here, and I don't want to denigrate the competition, but the reason why I would rather see three grand finals is I would rather see the best clubs, the best teams, be rewarded more, and they should get a greater benefit so that it actually helps their own club's future, because we've seen the Melbourne Football Club and the Western Bulldogs, for that matter, struggle for a long, long time. They broke a 62-year drought. In 2016, the Western Bulldogs of Melbourne are aiming to break a 57-year premiership drought. They need, and they are two clubs that have been forced out of Victoria, forced to go and play games in Ballarat, forced to go and play games in the Northern Territory, forced to go and play games outside their comfort zone, more than all the big clubs in Victoria. They get looked after, they get the leg up, like the Collingwoods and the Essendons and the Carltons and Geelong and Hawthorn, I could go on, although Hawthorn have gone down like North Melbourne to Tasmania. But
their contracts have been extended today,
yeah,
too.
For another four games for 2022. So for all of those reasons, it's why I think that, you know, when they get an opportunity like this, and I know that the stronger clubs have been there too, like Richmond the last few years, but I think that would be better than seeing the teams that finish seventh and eighth that limp into finals by winning half of their games getting a finals opportunity, which I think rewards mediocrity. Anyway, that's my view. You've probably heard it before, but I'm just reinstating the fact. Mark and East Freo, g'day.
Yeah, I like the idea of three grand finals. It'll give more people the opportunity to go, but I've got the same question as the previous guy about would the players be able to back up week after week, because you only got to look at drawn grand final in 2010. By the time the next week came around, St Kilda were out on their feet. So,
it'd be over after two on that basis, wouldn't it? I mean, you're not playing three grand finals unless one team wins the first week and the second team wins the second.
I don't think they were out on their feet. I think Collingwood were a much better team. And on one game, one day, they nearly got it done. Mm. But on 2 days, no way. And on 3 days, the best team will come out.
Well, there you go. So that's maybe even more of a reason why I should be playing three, Hayes. Let's go to Rob, who's out in Quarter. G'day.
G'day, Carl. G'day, Hayes. How you doing?
We're good.
Yeah.
No, I think three grand finals on the players, but I'd like to go back to 16 teams, and then you'd have more time to bring in your state of origin and have three games of state of origin each year.
Yeah, I'd like to see three games of I'd like to see three grand finals and state of origin, to be perfectly honest. I think that we could certainly do away with the bye this weekend. We should have had a grand final, I feel, this weekend given the state of play. But anyway, that's my own personal opinion. I did ask Gill about that. They did factor that. They did talk about that, but they wanted to use the ground, and it was staffing and everything else, as he articulated earlier, became a problem.
But, Rob, the reason we don't have State of Origin is not because of the number of teams, whether it's 16 or 18. It's the desire for the AFL to want to do it, and also the clubs. I think they're probably the ones that are hijacking the game a little bit in that sense.
Well, I think, look, moving forward from here, we need to have more income streams, and I think that's an income stream. And like we saw with the Dreamtime game, if we had Victoria play South Australia or Western Australia play Victoria here, people are going to come to it. As long as you see the best, if you've got the best of the best playing and the players embrace it and they get rewarded for it, like they do in the NRL where they get 30 grand a game, then you'd front up.
But do you make any more than what you already make? Like, because you've got the West Coast Eagles that sell it out every week anyway. So
it doesn't
ticket
exist.
Prices could go
it
up a little bit.
It doesn't exist at the moment. You know what? It's likely that the AFL will make about 40 million out of this weekend, right?
Yeah, so they don't normally make it from, obviously, the club games.
So if you had, just go back to, say, the Bledisloe Cup rugby, which I went along to the week before last. So if you had that scenario, and it was West Australia and Victoria, where you pack this joint out, we sell all the corporate tickets, and you sell it for prices that, you know, probably something around this sort of scenario that we've experienced this weekend, you're going to make a lot of money. Let's go to Coolbill up. Roz, g'day.
Oh, hi, guys. Paul, I can see why they nicknamed you Chops, because you're off your chops if you think that we wouldn't sell out a grand final again if it was the best of three or whatever. And I also think Dylan McLaughlin, at the start of that interview, when you asked him, Carl, about like rotating every so many years the grand final to other states, he made it abundantly clear that that competition belongs to Victoria.
Well, they have
he
an agreement.
No,
they have an agreement, Roz, and that's the thing. It's a long term deal, and the Victorian government have paid significant money for it. So you can understand that he has to play that card. But I think that deep down inside, there was no doubt as we. Develop the conversation and the discussion that we're having with our audience right now that there is an appetite, I think, for things to unfold. Now, whether it does or not, we'll have to wait and see.
And, Roz, I got my nickname Chops because I love lamb chops, and I call my dog that. It wasn't because I'm off my chops. And, look, I said you wouldn't get 180,000 people go for the grand final ticket in Perth every year if it was held here every year. That's what I said, Roz.
All right. I did have a pet lamb that I named Chops after you, so, yeah, feel privileged.
All right. Good on you, Roz. Thanks for calling through. Roz and Coolbill up there, well and truly in the running to win the ultimate at-home grand final party pack, because I tell you what, there's going to be a lot of people now having their grand final at home, given that there was so many that tried to get tickets today that missed out. We'll have a chat to Jared Schofield. He created some news headlines for Polaris, Australia's number one off-road vehicle brand, when the news came out earlier this week that he was heading to the West Coast Eagles. He'll join us next.
Traffic. Get the latest money news now at 6pr.com.au.
Getting a good run on the majors this evening. No delays. The Mitchell, Kwinana, Graham Farmer or the North Bridge Tunnel. Just a reminder about some roadworks that are kicking off at 7pm tonight. Tonkin Highway southbound between Hepburn Ave and Reed Highway. They'll be in place until 5am tomorrow morning and happening every night till the 19th of September. I'm Rob Beaver on Perth's traffic leader. 882 6PR.
Jax. Budget Direct have won Money Magazine's Insurer of the Year award for a record fifth year in a row.
You know what that is, don't you, Sat?
No.
That's a win-win-win-win-win situation.
Very good, Jax. Very good.
Switch now and get 15% off car insurance for your first year when you buy online. Budget Direct. Insurance solved. Insurance issued by Auto and General Insurance Company Limited. Discount applies to first year's premium. Conditions apply. Read awards, PDS and TMD information at budgetdirect.com.au to decide if products suit you.
Todd Johnston.
Sometimes, just sometimes, on the radio show called The Night Shift, we get something right and we get to help through the airwaves.
I want to thank you and greatly appreciate the support of 6PR and yourself, Todd. It is a wonderful cause and it'll allow us to continue to fund that all-important life-saving research.
Last night, it was the Heart Foundation. They do such a great job. Tonight, after 8 o'clock, we talk to our techie, Ash, and maybe fix something for you. Join me, Todd Johnston, and let the good times roll.
You're always welcome at the Boab. Try their great seniors menu. Enjoy slow roasted pork belly, fish and chips, creamy garlic prawns or classic parmigiana, plus a dessert, all for just $18. Available 11 till 9, Monday to Sunday. Visit boabtavern.com.au.
On the biggest stage, the best players light up the field. For those in the trade, it's Illuminate Garden Lighting. Simple, safe and trade quality tough. Tradies, you're going to kick serious goals when you use Illuminate Garden Lighting. Decking and entertaining areas, barbecues and gardens. The heavy-duty, high-quality Illuminate Garden Lighting range is in a league of its own. How does your garden glow? Illuminate, Australia's easiest garden lighting system. Available from Bunnings.
Upgrade your everyday with Husqvarna. Take advantage of fantastic offers across the range. Trimmers from only $235. Bonuses like a free icebox and bucket hat with selected Husqvarna ride-on mowers. Even a free trailer to tow behind your new rider. From the intelligent Husqvarna automower to your new trimmer or garden tractor, it's time to start your next project. Check out our catalogue and talk to your local Husqvarna dealer today. Yeah, Husqvarna, ready when you are. Offers end January 31st, 2022. T's and C's apply. See Husqvarna.com for details.
The Doorbuster clearance sale is on this weekend only at Doors Plus. Entry, interior and bifold doors. Save up to 50% on discontinued and clearance items. Plus we can fit, paint, stain and deliver. Hurry into your nearest showroom for a free measure and quote. Doors Plus.
No fuss.
Ever wanted to attend the grand final in style? Go to iCanWin.com. Now, Sports Day and Ringers Western are giving you the chance to attend the 2021 Toyota AFL Grand Final with two tickets and a new outfit, including new jeans, shirts and boots. To win, all you have to do is head to iCanWin.com.au and enter your details. Head to the Grand Final in style thanks to Sports Day and Ringers Western.
GF AFL 2144.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Righto, and one of the news headlines earlier this week, get Ranger confidence for the price of a quad. You visit your local Polaris dealer today, is that Jared Schofield was returning back to Western Australia to take up an assistant, a senior assistant coaching position at the West Coast Eagles, and it's great to have Scoey on the program. Welcome, mate. How are you going?
Thanks, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've decided to come back to Western Australia. I was a little bit surprised, to be perfectly honest. I know that your young bloke's over there playing for Port Adelaide. I thought that you might have stuck it out for a little bit longer, but obviously a opportunity came and you've jumped at it. Tell us why.
Yeah, well, as I said, it sort of came out of nowhere. Management company had was approached to see what my situation was at Port Adelaide, and yeah, I had to think long and hard about it over a few weeks as to where I wanted to go with football and what the next step in my coaching sort of journey was going to look like. And yeah, the offer that was put on the table from West Coast was something that was too good to refuse. And the opportunity to work with Adam and come back to West Coast obviously was very appealing. And yeah, look, I had a year to go on my contract at Port Adelaide. But we sort of didn't know what that would look like in terms of the next 12 months. In terms of my role, there might have been a bit of a reshuffle. Weighed that up versus my opportunity to take on a more senior position and with strategy and stoppage, working closely with all the coaches. So, yeah, that was the factor that got me across the line, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And clearly you've got a bit of licence there, Scoey, to introduce a bit of change to the game plan. We've spoken a lot about the West Coast Eagles game plan this year, that at times they were beaten through that and they didn't have much to fall back on after that. So you're going to bring some different ideas. Can you share many of those ideas that you think you might integrate to the West Coast Eagles?
Oh, look, it'd be... I don't know if I could probably share it, mate, because I want to get to understand where West Coast want to improve and obviously what worked for them. But yeah, look, look, I was speaking to Adam. There's going to be opportunity to put forward some ideas. But as I said, Hayes, is that I want to get to understand the West Coast game in depth before, you know, I sort of start passing my views and my opinions or thoughts across. But, yeah, really looking forward to it. Obviously, Matthew Knights comes on board. Daniel Pratt comes back into it, and working with Luke Webster, who's been there as well for a period of time, and Adam, I'm just looking forward to building relationships and working closely together with all those guys.
There are people that are a bit unsure about what the future holds in the short term for the West Coast Eagles, but clearly you believe, with you and Matthew coming in, that, look, it could be bright in the short term.
Oh, there's a lot to work with. You know, they just missed out on finals. You know, like all teams, but they had to deal with COVID, some injuries to some key players. They've got a good crop of young players coming through, and their core nucleus of their list is strong, with some strong leadership. And they've only just missed out in the final. So, yeah, look, I think there's a lot to work with, and that's the thing that's exciting and that was really appealing, is that, you know, we expect to be back playing finals next year.
Spoke last night. I thought that the West Coast Eagles should target one of the Port Adelaide ruckmen, Peter Laddams. Is he part of the package? It'd be nice to bring him back.
Is he? I don't know. You obviously got some news that I don't have. Look, now Pete's, I think, got a couple of years on his contract, and yeah, he's shown some real growth over the last couple of years, playing probably second ruck, really, to Scott Lysett, and now and really working on his forward craft. But look, he's a super talent that's still got a lot of upside in his game, and he's still working out the demands and the requirements to be a consistent AFL footballer.
Leaving your Port Adelaide hat on, must have been bitterly disappointed with the way things unfolded the other night. What was looking like a really bright season obviously came to an abrupt end, and gee, the Doggies, they were on fire early and just couldn't get back into the game.
Yeah, the game was really probably done in the first 15 minutes, Carl, and you know, full credit to the Dogs. They're a super outfit. You know, it's been well documented. They're probably a little bit off the pace in the last month of the season, but just show you how good they are. You know, they really got it together, and they blew us off the park in the first 15. You know, look, I can sort of sit there and say, look, we can always pinpoint it on the midfield, but across the board, we were beaten in all facets of contest, behind the ball, in front of the ball, but at the same time, you know, not showing away from the fact that they got their hands on it early in and around stoppies and contests, and weren't able to wrest momentum back. So after what was a really positive season, we felt like we were better placed. Better placed to have a real tilt at it. Had the perfect preparation and weren't able to get the job done. But they'll learn from it. They're in a strong position. They've got a good young list. And a bright future ahead of them.
Yeah, there is still a lot to like, isn't there? I mean, when you have a look at Drew and Dersma and Bergman and Rosie, and I could go on about the young players and then the leadership of a bloke like Travis Boak, who just has been like a fine wine. He's been so consistent for a long period of time. And then the season that Ollie Wines put together, Scott Lysett's still as competitive as ever in the ruck, and they've got some key defenders. Houston's developed into more than that now, but it's something that I think is going to leave a burning desire, and to know that they are not far away and should be in a very strong position to challenge again in 2022.
Yeah, you'd like to think so. And I had the fortunate position to be in all the exit meetings of the players that I had a heavily involvement this year on my way out. And I saw the hurt in their eyes. There was a few boys that really broke down in the exit meetings of how much it actually did hurt. And because they did feel like they were in a really strong position. And as you just mentioned, some of those guys are 21 years of age, only in their third season. Butters, Rosie and Dersma. You got Kane Farrell that played a bit of footy this year, but unfortunately did a knee that had a major influence throughout the season. And then all the guys you mentioned have had standout years. So there's a lot of upside. But, you know, look, the older states in Robbie Gray's and the Travis Boaks, they're not getting any younger. And it's important for their list to keep growing, and that's where those younger fellas, they'll be better for it come next year.
I know your son was injured for most part of the year, but did that play a part in your decision, and how easy or difficult is that to do?
Yeah, it was a tough one. And that's, you know, why it took me a fair while to really sort of go over what I really wanted to get out of football. But yeah, you look, he's on his own journey. Yeah, unfortunately, he was building really nicely into the season. Unfortunately, he had a sort of injury with a hamstring, the reoccurrence. We had to have an operation on it and sort of set him back. But, look, he's excited about really sort of stepping up and thriving in the environment of Port Adelaide without obviously having Dad there. But it was a great working environment for both. It was a unique situation and it was really positive. But I feel like it would be good for him. Obviously, some bit of emotion behind it. I think Mum's going to be pretty upset when we do leave the kids behind. But look, they're on their own journey as young adults and they'll be well supported.
Just quickly, can Ollie Wines get it done on Sunday?
Well, he's had a pretty big year, and the thing about it is consistency. There's probably in our side, we don't have any real superstars. When I say we, I keep saying we, Port Adelaide, superstars in the fact that, you probably got a Lira that, he's got the eye-catching sort of way of playing. But, yeah, Ollie's had a fantastic year in terms of consistency. He wins a contested ball. He's under the nose of the umpires all the time, and he has the ability to kick goals at the right time. And for him, he was able to build into games and he always finished games off strongly. So the old fourth quarter specialist finishing off nicely might just remind the umpires when they go in and put the votes that he was a worthy player on the ground. But look, I think he'll be right there along with obviously the Oliver Petrarca's and the Bontempelli's, but he's had a fantastic year.
Thanks for joining us tonight, Scoey. Take care. See you in Perth.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Jared Schofield, Senior Assistant at West Coast. Back soon.
Spring into action this tool season at Toolmart. Check out the new catalogue specials, like the Makita new 18-volt two-piece brushless combo with bonus 18-volt blower skin by redemption, $659. SP Jet Wash 5.5 horsepower petrol pressure washer, $399. There's hundreds of tool specials at the latest tool season catalogue. Only at Toolmart. WA owned and operated for over 40 years. Toolmart.com.au.
Get the right tool from the start.
When you're commentating football over the years, sometimes you learn you've got to let the stats do the talking. That's the same with Cinepec Premium Lubricants. Cinepec is one of the world's largest oil suppliers. Like a rising star, Cinepec is the fastest growing lubricant brand in the world, providing high performance premium lubricants to some of the biggest Australian companies for over a decade. Cinepec can help your business move forward. With free, fast metro delivery, visit Cinepec online today, cinepeconline.com.au.
As the spotlight shines on Perth for the big dance, you can get your garden up in lights with Illuminate Garden Lighting. Simple, safe and easy to use, Illuminate Garden Lighting is DIY friendly. Sensational quality, Illuminate is the tradie's choice. Like a Norm Smith medalist, your home will win best on garden. Pick your lights, plug them in, turn them on and away you go. How does your garden glow? Illuminate, Australia's easiest garden lighting system. Available from Bunnings.
Carl Langdon here. I want to tell you about one of my favourite fishing spots. Golden Ponds Fish and Marin Park is the only recreational fishing park in the metro area where you can catch fish all day long for just $10 for adults and $5 for children. Golden Ponds gives visitors the chance to drop a line in one of their many ponds, boasting fish such as silver perch, black brim, seasonal trout and barramundi. Golden Ponds, one of WA's most popular tourist destinations. Cafe open 7 days for lunch. Visit the Golden Ponds website for more.
We can move the world for you, Cameron.
Cameron's commitment to keeping our roads safe for all road users is part of our can-do attitude. So here's a safety tip for sharing the road with heavy vehicles and trucks. Keep out of truck blind spots. Cameron. Despite big side view mirrors, truck drivers deal with at least 4 major blind spots. So if you're driving in a blind spot, the driver won't see you. When you see a Cameron's can-do yellow truck, remember this. We need more space to keep you safe. Cameron's.com.au.
Dino Thancoma here. As a regular on 6PR, you know I've always liked to have my say. But here's something I've never talked about. Steel. Total Steel. You see, I've been part of the Total Steel family for over 20 years. And let me tell you, they really are total quality. For plate cutting, beveling, drilling and pressing, take it from Dino Thancoma and go to Total Steel.
Here we go.
Total service, Total Steel.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Now, we've got plenty more coming your way after the 7 o'clock news. We'll update all of the other sport we haven't spoken about because it's been so busy. Nice to have Gil McLaughlin and Jared Schofield. We've got some Other very important people, Dale Morris, former Western Bulldog defender, premiership player back in 2016, to relive his story and talk about how he feels the current Bulldogs are going to go. Adam Voges to bring us up to date with West Australian cricket. They've got a game on the 22nd of September. They head to Adelaide, so we'll find out how they are positioned for that. We continue our build-up to the Waffle Finals with Bo Wardman as well. Back soon.
Ever wanted to attend the grand final in style? Go to iCanWin.com.au right now. Sports Day and Ringers Western are giving you the chance to attend the 2021 Toyota AFL Grand
2144.
At 6BR, we want to hear from you. 133 882. Perth's 882. 6PR.
Pfizer jabs brought forward for over 60s, a major security deal with the US and UK, and the first civilian crew launched into orbit. It's 13 degrees at 7 o'clock. Good evening, I'm Josephine McDonald. WA Health has brought forward the start of Pfizer vaccine bookings for people 60 and over. Online bookings will open at 6:30 tomorrow morning at rollup.wa.gov.au. People can register and book an appointment at a state-run clinic. Mark McGowan says the Commonwealth has turned its back on WA after handing a multi-billion dollar submarine maintenance contract to South Australia. Western Australia already has a maintenance contract for the Collins-class submarines, but the full-cycle docking deal was set to inject $8.4 billion into the local economy and create hundreds of jobs. The Premier says Scott Morrison got it wrong.
The Collins-class submarines are based in Western Australia. The crews are based here and live here. The workforce capability is immeasurably more stronger in Western Australia than in South Australia. Independent studies have shown the work should be done here. Today's decision by the Liberals and Nationals is not a decision in the national interest.
The decision comes as a new partnership between the US, UK and Australian governments was announced, which will see nuclear submarines using US technology built in South Australia. The deal means Australia has terminated its $90 billion contract with Naval Group. Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull signed the deal with the French company in 2016, but it's been plagued with delays. The Defence Department is now working on an exit payment with Naval and a redeployment plan for its Australian workforce. Economists warn the latest job figures are masking broader issues in the labour market. Federal Parliament reporter Lucy Gray.
146,000 jobs and 66 million hours were lost in August. Despite this, the national unemployment rate dropped by 0.1%. AMP Chief Economist Shane Oliver says it boils down to one thing.
That's mainly because of people giving up looking for work.
Some businesses are still keeping staff on the books, even though they're working few or 0 hours. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham says lockdown is distorting the numbers.
It's an unusual period of time.
Economists are expecting the situation to get worse next month. In Canberra, Lucy Gray, Nine News.
Human remains believed to belong to missing Pemberton man Tony Dietrich have been found by a member of the public. The 40-year-old was last seen nearly 3 weeks ago at a local rubbish tip. His family raised the alarm about his disappearance after he didn't turn up to a family dinner. Police conducted a large search for Mr. Dietrich's body when he went missing on August 27. Local farmer John Delafranca was charged with murder a few days later. The 64-year-old is yet to enter a plea to the charge and is back in court later this month. Four amateur astronauts who've never been to space before have blasted off from Florida on their privately funded mission to orbit.
Ignition.
The Inspiration4 crew is on board SpaceX Dragon capsule and will circle Earth for the next 3 days.
Sport. At home, at work, on holiday. 6PR is always there, wherever you are.
The Court of Arbitration for Sport has dismissed an appeal against swimmer Shayna Jack's reduced ban for testing positive to a banned substance. She served a reduced 2-year suspension, prompting Sport Integrity Australia and the World Anti-Doping Authority to challenge its leniency. Jack is now free to return to competitive swimming immediately. In Super Netball, Verity Charles has re-signed with West Coast Fever for the next two seasons. She's the third player to sign up in recent days. Club MVP Janelle Fowler and captain Courtney Bruce have also recommitted themselves. It's 7:05. That's the latest news and sport.
On the biggest stage, the best players light up the field. For those in the trade, it's Illuminate Garden Lighting. Simple, safe and trade quality tough. Tradies, you're going to kick serious goals when you use Illuminate Garden Lighting. Decking and entertaining areas, barbecues and gardens. The heavy-duty, high-quality Illuminate Garden Lighting range is in a league of its own. How does your garden glow? Illuminate, Australia's easiest garden lighting system. Available from Bunnings.
Traffic. Search for 6PR on Twitter and stay up to date with our latest stories.
No major delays this evening. The Mitchell, Kwinana, Graham Farmer and the Northbridge Tunnel all getting a pretty good run. Just a reminder, those roadworks have started. Tonkin Highway southbound between Hepburn Ave and Reed Highway. They'll be happening from 7pm until 5am the following morning each night right through until Sunday. I'm Rob Beaver on Perth's Traffic Leader, 882 6PR.
Up and down, in and out and round and round.
Looking for the best darn forklift around? Look no further than the newest name in forklifts, Hyundai. Proven around the world and here in Australia, Hyundai High Performance Forklifts. The driver's choice that will drive your productivity with service and support only an Australian independent dealer can provide. So visit the team at Lift Equipped Perth or Google Hyundai Forklifts and
say hi, hi, hi to Hyundai Forklifts.
What? Are you running low on your everyday vitamins or cosmetics but just can't find the time to head out to the shops? Chemist Warehouse have the solution. Simply shop online at chemistwarehouse.com.au, spend $30 or more, and we'll deliver your order within 3 hours for free. So go on, spoil yourself with essential health and wellness needs with free delivery within 3 hours from our house to yours.
Offer ends October 31st and excludes prescriptions and pharmacist-only medication. Selected stores only.
Chemist Warehouse. Fast delivery powered by DoorDash.
Weather. Saturday from 8am, Charlie Brown talks life and technology on 6PR.
A shower or two, dropping to an overnight low of 8 degrees. A chance of showers tomorrow with a top of 18. More showers developing on Saturday and Sunday, tops of 20 and 22. Mostly sunny Monday, 23, then warming up to 27 and 29 degrees on Tuesday and Wednesday before showers return on Thursday. Right now it's 13 degrees. This is Perth's 882 6PR.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Crazy cheap prices on the free Spud Shed app.
Welcome back. Everyone that calls in, the ultimate at-home grand final party pack is up for grabs. Verity Charles has signed at our West Coast Fever. Nick Newman at the Blues today for 2 years. Tom McDonald at Melbourne till 2024. St Kilda's Fairest and Best is tomorrow night. The Hawks is underway. That will be crowned later on tonight. And I've just had a message from Damien. He sent it in to Sports Day, and he said that no to three grand finals. No worries. That's cool. Everyone's entitled to an opinion, and that's what we ask for here on this program. And Richard in Yanship is going to give his. Welcome, Rich.
Hi, Carl. Yes, you're talking about Jared Schofield, and yes, I admire him, but has he been there at Subi for 10 years? He has won a number of premierships, but how many young players have come through Subi in the past 10 years? If he was so good, why would Port let him go? They would have kept him. Now, please, compare Subi with East Fremantle. And I know, Paul, you were with East Freo, but how many have been drafted from Subi in the last 10 years compared to East Fremantle? And, you know, he's coming in to the Eagles as a development coach. I don't know that he's so good.
Yeah, look, it's not a development coach role. He's not going to be working specifically with the kids. It's a head of strategy and stoppage, so it's more around the game plan. You're right, East Fremantle have had a lot more than Subiaco. Subiaco haven't really been a great development area when it comes to the AFL players. But what I do know, and I was at South Fremantle, the Colt system is where most of the people or players get drafted out of. And the senior coach has little, if anything, to do with those players. The work's done by the clubs, the Colts coach, and the development programs that are put in place prior to that. So I don't think a senior coach can make claim to it, and in Scully's case, you know, accept blame for not having it.
Well, thank you for that.
Thanks, no Richard. Worries. Good on you, mate. Thanks for calling through. In the running to win the at-home grand final party pack. That's all we can do now because all the tickets are sold out. If you weren't lucky enough to get one, this is your chance. Albie in Ellenbrook. G'day, Albie.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Look, just on Scully, I'm probably completely opposite opinion to the last bloke. I think, for one, the structure that he set up at Subiaco was such a massive winning culture. And the fact that, you know, he's left and he's left that kind of system in place and, you know, they're still just banging along and it's highly likely they'll play in another grand final this year despite all the rules in place from the waffle to limit what they can do. And then on top of that, you know, I know a lot of guys that go for Port and the amount of great words they say about him and, you know, like his movement of putting folk in the right position, you know, just really kind of recreated him as a player. He's just come out of nowhere. But they're so, they're actually, a lot of the supporters are devastated that he's going to be leaving. And I just want to ask the question, guys, do you think we're potentially seeing the new head coach of West Coast Eagles in the future?
I'm not prepared to go that far, but I must admit, when I heard the news that both he was going there and also Matthew Knights, I got excited for the West Coast Eagles fans. I think they can make a difference with that team to make some immediate changes that hopefully they put into practice next year. Talking about Port Adelaide, any club is happy to lose an assistant coach if that coach is going to a higher position because they want the best for the individuals. I think in football, even with a player, if he gets more opportunity in another club, then most clubs are happy to facilitate that process. And I think Port Adelaide are in the same boat. And they've got Michael Voss there as well. So he's been a more senior assistant to Ken Hinckley than what Jared Schofield was. So I think they're happy for him to come back to the West Coast Eagles because it's furthering his education in the coaching sense.
Yeah, definitely agree with you there, as well as the fact that, you know, if he has a successful run, you know, like you said, it'll always be touted that he was one of Ken Hinckley's little projects. So, you know, we always, whenever coach gets picked up, they always go through, well, who do they have the apprenticeship under? And, you know, straight away, Scully's going to be talked up as one of Hinckley's boys. And if they do really well,
beautiful.
Then, you know, it shows that he's got a good eye for picking out good coaches.
Absolutely. We'll be back soon. Thanks, Al.
Ever wanted to attend the grand final in...
Thanks, boys.
You okay with that?
Go to...
Yeah, should be fine. I'll have a few seconds.
Right now, Sports Day and Ringers Western are giving you the chance to attend the 2021 Toyota AFL Grand Final with two tickets and a new outfit, including new jeans, shirts and boots. To win, all you have to do is head to iCanWin.com.au and enter your details. Head to the grand final in style thanks to Sports Day.